Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny, some clouds, high of 76, mostly clear tonight, and a low of 52. It is the DM team on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football in the host chair until 6. I'll actually take you until 7:30. I'll go solo for the 6 to 7:30 portion of tonight's programming. Chris Muller is across from me in his usual spot, and Andrew Filippone paying off a long-time, long-overdue show bet. He lost our NFL picks in the 2024 season. He is producing today's show, and we have gotten through the first hour without any major technical difficulties. A little like song that popped up quickly over the air.
I think you're hungry like the wolf you heard for a second. We got to thank our big boss, our market manager, SPAC. He absolutely did the speed run green light of this when he got wind of it. Now, there may have been some content Craig situations behind the scenes here that weren't the synapses weren't firing. But we got to thank SPAC. He made this happen. And what a perfect day to do it. A Thursday heading into a bye week for the Steelers. And the big man takes his rightful place on the throne for 4+ hours.
And when I really got into it, it was a day you guys were at the Rivers Casino, which is a usual spot on Thursdays. I believe next week is another one of those shows.
Yep.
That is when it got on SPAC's radar.
Yep.
And he popped in here, you guys obviously not being in the studio. I was just by myself in the booth, and I thought, uh-oh, did I say something to
That's always a very that's always mad. A very tense situation. You've got to read the room there.
And he popped in, he said, he was like, was that really your idea? Because I love it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I brought it up, you know, months ago. I thought it got shut down. He's like, oh, no, we're doing it. That's a great idea. So I knew right then and there that this day would finally come, and I know that people out there...
Finally, Big Don is above the law.
People out there were a little bit excited that Andrew Filippone had to sit behind the glass and kind of understand what a producer has to go through during a four-hour show, because there are a lot of intricate little things that you never really think about. Now, he does have... I don't want to say...
Joel's just making sure he doesn't screw up.
He has a shadower with him, just in case.
It's a reverse job shadow. Instead of Joel learning on the job behind him, Joel is coaching him, and he's the guy who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he has a steady hand, so it doesn't go completely off the rails. So we are a few minutes away from playoff baseball.
Yep.
Cleveland and Detroit, they have played the early game all 3 days, and in the new wild card format, the team, the higher seed, they get to host all 3 games if it does go to a third, and that is where we will be starting playoff baseball in just under 10 minutes time. A little discussion that we had yesterday, Chris, but we couldn't get into it a ton about the Guardians. Mm-hmm. Our big question, and I know Pony put it out there, Pony went to the Guardians-Tigers game 24 hours ago, and after they won that game to make it a pivotal third game, the question became, why can they do this every year? Why can't the Pirates be the Cleveland Guardians? And I looked earlier before the show, since the Pirates' last playoff appearance in 2015, we are now a decade removed from the final playoff appearance, a couple of days away from that playoff game, that one gamer against the Cubs. This is what the Guardians have proceeded to do in just that 10-year stretch. 2016, they lost the World Series in seven games. They went 94-67. 102 wins the next season, they lost the ALDS in five. 91 wins in 2018, they lost in the ALDS. 93-69, this is one of the best records I've seen in a long time that did not make the playoffs in 2019. The COVID year, 35-25, they lost in the wild card round. 2021, 80-82, they missed the postseason. 2022, 92 wins, they lose in the ALDS. 2023, they had the same record as the Pirates in 2023, 76 wins, missed the playoffs. Last season, 92 wins, and they lost in five games in the American League Championship Series, and now 88-74 was their record in 2025, not to mention they had a monumental comeback in the American League Central, and now that series tied at one with the team they have been battling all season long. They have won their division six times since 2015. They have never finished worse than third place in that same span. And I looked a little bit further. They have never finished in last place in the AL Central as it sits right now.
In its history, you mean?
Since the AL, like since the...
Since they created three divisions.
Yes.
They've never finished in the basement.
They have never finished in dead last.
When was the last time they even finished in last place? I mean, I grew up like going to games at Municipal Stadium when I'd go visit my uncle. I didn't look this up, so when was it?
I'm glad you asked, and maybe if Pony's back there, maybe he
can take a shot at this
trivia question. Yeah, let's
test the trivia man
here. You guys
here.
Like doing this with me and Pony, the human computer. Do you know the last time that the Cleveland, either Indians or Guardians, finished in dead last in their own division?
So this can go all the way back to before
the six division format. Yeah, you have a hint. They've never finished in dead last since they came in with six divisions.
Yeah, I heard Donnie say that. I was multitasking back here. I was podcasting some things for you guys, and also getting angry, not at you guys, but at Crowley.
Why? Hold on now. I mean, what did Crowley do?
Well, because Crowley never paid off the Pitt West Virginia bet.
By wearing
and it was brought to my attention that he wore West Virginia gear to that game. And I'm over here, it's 97 degrees in this producer's booth because the person next door thinks we're at St. Barnabas for crying out loud.
I told you, it gets steamy.
Nelly's got sweaty pits like Livy Dunn watching Paul Skeens.
Well, I mean, Nelly should know how to turn the AC on, so maybe at some point he can hop over there.
Can't you guys just go like nicely knock on the door and say, hey, Margo, could you turn
I'm not leaving this booth.
Well, you can.
Okay, I don't want bad stuff to go on over the air. I don't want a caller to drop an F-bomb.
Okay, once we go to break, I'll go turn the air on and I'll say these guys
I'm not leaving my perch. If I need to pee into a bottle over the next 3 hours and change, I'll do that.
Well, that automatically makes you a better producer than Callis.
Yeah, he would take several bathroom breaks.
I'll be back.
The show.
I'm taking a George
Hill.
Told
left his leftover tacos in here.
So it smells.
There's stuff that's either dog hair or pubic hair on this board.
Maybe both. Mean,
what?
Yes. Would you agree with that, Nelly? That's a hair.
I mean, why would it be dog hair?
I can't believe you work in these conditions every day. You're right. I do have a new appreciation for
what
you have to put up with.
Now,
do you know the trivia answer,
question, the last time the Indians / Guardians finished in last place in their own division?
1988.
Close. 1991.
Okay.
And that's when they had, like, Albert Bell early in his career. Baerga was on those teams. I was thinking about this more since we, like, touched on it briefly and Pony kind of put out that, like, plaintive cry of a tweet yesterday. Like, essentially, I'm here, I'm watching this game, they're in the playoffs, why do they do this and the Pirates don't? I thought about it more, Don. I'm going to run this by you real quick. Think about all the stuff we did quickly get to yesterday. Chris Ananetti, there's a guy who's a baseball guy who's not Travis Williams, who's a business guy that Mike Chernoff, their general manager, actually has to answer to. Like, there's somebody above him. Chernoff gets to make the moves, but there's still somebody who's like, hey, man, I'm going to step in occasionally if I think we need to do something X, Y, or Z. So they have a better hierarchy, and they have a better developmental staff. and they signed a guy like Jose Ramirez and kind of telegraphed to their fans, yeah, we're not ever going to spend crazy amounts of money, but we're going to give this guy a real honest-to-God contract. We're going to pay him $20 million a year. They signed Edwin Encarnacion several years ago to a three-year $60 million deal when that was like a market competitive thing. And I took all that in sum. And remember how I was saying yesterday like that they feel like that the name on the front of the jersey is a help rather than a hindrance? All that really is all those factors. Hey, we have this awesome position player who came up with us from the start. We're going to make him a Guardians player, a Cleveland player for life, essentially. We are going to telegraph that we believe in this guy enough to give him this money. And look what he's repaid them with, consistent season after consistent season of being a stalwart for what's often been a bad offensive team. They went out and got Andrew Miller in 2016 to anchor their bullpen for that crazy playoff run. They did all these things, and when you start to say, well, it's maybe just the name on the front seems to matter and guys expect to succeed, that's why. They're doing like seven or eight things we've never really seen the Pirates do, and you put all it together, and then you understand why they're in this spot again.
They make a lot of shrewd moves. They also have player development that blows the Pirates out of the water, and this is something that can be true and can be said about other teams with a similar market size to Pittsburgh. I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers were the best team in baseball this season. They play in Milwaukee. They're not in New York. They're not in Chicago. They're not in Los Angeles. A team in Milwaukee was able to put together a team that went into the postseason as the best in the game. Now, I don't know if they'll win the World Series. We haven't seen a true smaller market do that since the Royals about 10 years ago.
It's really only happened three times this century. If you want to, well, I don't even count the Marlins. Yeah, not even three times, twice this century. It's really the post-fire sale Marlins did it, but in a huge city where they just never spent, really.
Yeah.
And then those Royals, so. But yeah, no, Milwaukee,
right.
I don't want to derail you. Milwaukee, it looks stacked.
They make moves that don't break the bank. They have players come up through their system. They treat them well. They pay them maybe even before they've done anything. And those guys work out. The development of their own is what sets these teams apart. Tampa Bay does this a ton. I know Tampa Bay had a down year, but how many times have we seen Tampa Bay either in the playoffs, in the ALCS, in the World Series? They've been in the World Series. Mm-hmm. I know they've lost twice, but they have been in the World Series twice within the last two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Every single team like this, they know, okay, we can't spend what the Yankees or the Mets or the Cubs or the Dodgers, we can't spend what those teams can spend. We'll spend a little bit. It's not like we are a cheap organization. We will spend, but our team is dependent on what is done bringing those guys up through the system, and that's what sets them apart.
And you have to instill in those guys, too. Like, Jeff made the point when we had Jeff on yesterday that, like, those players, the fans do not like ownership there. They want them to spend more. It's very similar vibe to here, and probably every small market team that isn't the Padres, or I guess the Brewers, because they're having such a good year. But he pointed out that, like, when you read about the players, they respect the way that they go about it. They don't love it because they know they're not going to get the big payday there. But there seems to be, like, from the top on down, at least a more holistic base, like, positive baseball vibe going. And I think that's how you end up with guys coming up and expecting to be good. Or, like, a team that, for example, they went on a crazy run to even get here. That's how you're a team just languishing around 500, double-digit games back, and if you get a little momentum rolling, you see a team just suddenly start to stack wins. I think that's all a byproduct of the environment you're creating from the second guys get drafted into your organization till the second they hit the big league club.
And one of the other things when I listed off what the Guardians accomplished in just the 10 years, six division titles. Speaking of teams that have never won division titles, and you know, I thought it was a funny tie-in to where the Guardians have never finished in last place,
yep,
in their own division, you know, as things are in the, you know, how when they realigned.
Yep.
The Pirates have never won the NL Central. They have never once won it, and Cleveland has won it. I know it's been an easier division.
Yeah, but they've still had very competent smaller market teams in there.
Right.
Like, the Twins are very competent. The Royals won a World Series
they've
and went back to back.
Times.
The Tigers are not a small market. Detroit's a real, like, legit market. And Cleveland just has rolled that. They ruled that division for a while. Like they were the dominant force. And I just think it's because, to me, because they're so close geographically, I don't even say like the Brewers are the model franchise. I just say if they can do it 130 miles northwest of here, why can't you do it here?
And I do need to address to our great followers on the YouTube page, because I know some people are worried, Malzi, about me wearing a Cleveland jersey.
Stand up and show them.
And
you're going to have to do this.
Representing a Cleveland team. Yeah. It is a Ricky Vaughn.
Turn around. Yeah, yeah. Look, he's doing the wild thing here. It's even got the Rick Vaughn logo on the sleeve patch.
Yes,
come
it does.
On.
It's nice.
That's a great jersey. I tried to ward off the haters there saying, why are you get your big chance and you're repping Cleveland. You're repping the wild thing.
And also
you're repping Charlie Sheen.
I also don't see the Indians, Guardians. I don't see them as a rival of the Pirates because it's
They are an aspirational team, I think, for the Pirates, in my opinion.
100%. But yes, that is the Cleveland jersey I have on. So if you were on the YouTube page, you can now see that. For my money, it's my second favorite baseball movie, Major League.
Yeah, but we're not thinking about sports movies today. It's spooky season.
That is true, because coming up at 3:30, Power Rankings. Scary movies, Pony. Get ready. Power
yeah,
Rankings
he gets to participate.
At 3:30.
Multitasking for the boy.
And coming up next, we think we have the legendary Bob Pompeiani. Sometimes that's a little tough to hold down at 3:15. Fan text line, that's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Pomp joins us next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And I say Pomp and Joe because we have one of the two on the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. KDKA legend, Bob Pompeiani. Bob, are you a bit surprised that Andrew Filippone was the man that answered the phone today when you called the hotline?
Especially the way he answered it. Threw me for a loop there, but I expect nothing less from Andrew. Is he doing a good job so far?
He is. He's keeping us out of total danger, I would say, Malzi.
The FCC is not calling into the station here saying what's going on. So
man, Bob,
well
that's not
there.
Exactly a ringing endorsement. Jeez.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing the bare minimum is what that sounded like to me.
Yeah, it's like training wheels.
No, it's not.
No.
Don't say that, Bob.
Nelly's actually making him do everything. Nelly's just kind of looming there. Like, you know, Nelly looks like a position coach in football a little bit. He's just kind of watching. There might be a little counseling going on. But Pony is, like, the one thing here Donnie wanted to drive home for Pony was that you see how we everything we have to do in the producer's room to make sure that these shows go out over the air. And Pony is absolutely getting, like, a real taste of that. So I think that that's a big-time mission accomplished here for Donnie.
I think that's a good thing to know what goes on. Donnie's back there all day with all – it looks like the Starship Enterprise back there with all the buttons. And he does it so well. So done a good job, Pony. That's good. Progress report so far, so good.
Well, Pomp, I mean, you have great guys at your disposal, too, at TV. You got JB. You got Jared Barton. You got Steve
Jared
Banko.
Barton.
Jeremiah Miller.
Jeremiah Miller.
Oh, Jeremiah was in both of our...
like a mini-me.
Jeremiah was in both of our ears last night on the nightly sports call. Very rare when it happens with me and Bob. It's usually me and Richie where Richie's getting told to wrap things up. And Bob got on his soapbox about something last night, and I hear Jeremiah, 30, out, break. And Bob goes, and I know
shut
I...
Shut up.
Yeah, and I knew you were hearing the same thing, and you just went, I'm sorry, Jeremiah, very sorry. We'll go to break right now. We are way late here, but you just had to get something off your chest.
Well, that's how it goes. There's not enough time on that show, as you guys know. I mean, it's only like 17 minutes.
How many times would you say in your life you've said the phrase, you know, we just don't have enough time here on this sports call? Would you say that you've said it at least 500? Yeah.
Maybe getting toward. I just have to feel that way because you try to accommodate people. Call, or there's people on, you know, text lines and this line and Twitter and all this stuff. It's hard to fit it all in.
Bob, you spent, what, 5 or 6 days in Dublin. You got to experience the Steelers-Vikings game. Those of us that got left back here, I mean, I can't speak for these two, but I definitely had FOMO seeing all of the people that were out there last weekend. How was that whole experience?
It was unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. You know, Donnie, the first-class treatment of the people out there in Dublin, they were all very kind and nice, and there are pubs everywhere. You could try different things. The Steelers had some designated areas that they had. But, I mean, so if you walk around, and that's the great thing. I love walking. I would rather walk than drive or try to figure out how to get transportation. You can go to all these different places, the Guinness and the Jameson Distillery. They're very close to one another. And this Trinity College, where they had a lot of functions, where you learn all about Ireland, you know, all the history involved. All of that was very walkable. Even Croke Park you can walk to from. It's a little bit longer walk. But and the funny thing about Croke Park is there's nowhere to park over there. It's all in the middle of a housing area. And so you have to park a long way away and walk. And it's kind of a cool scene to see everybody walking there on a game day.
Now, how many people recognized you over there? Do you shoot, like, the finger guns to some people? Like, hey, how you doing? Like, you get like, hey, Pomp!
Yeah, we took a lot of pictures. It was fun. You know, a lot of Pittsburghers there. So I kind of expected people would know a lot of people there, and that was the case. So I was always honored to talk to those people. They had a fun time.
Bob, how would you term your outlook right this minute on the Steelers with them at 3-1 and understanding the turmoil that is roiling pretty much every other team in the division?
Well, that's the thing there, Chris. It's the other stuff that's affecting everybody and the injuries and all the uncertainties there. So I think that plays certainly in the hands of the Steelers. If I would have told you at the beginning of the season, a quarter of the way in, the only healthy quarterback would be Aaron Rodgers and everyone else would be either out because of injury or bad play. So, I mean, I didn't necessarily expect that, but they're 3-1, and you know every game's close. They could have lost the first three games. As it turns out, they won those. I wouldn't have expected Minnesota as a loss. I thought Seattle as a loss. I thought Minnesota would be the loss, but here they are, 3-1, sitting in pretty good shape. But I also know that they were 10-3 last year, and what can happen down the stretch when the schedule gets more difficult, and there's a long way to go here. So pretty optimistic that they're going to make the playoffs. That's what I thought at 10-7. With a playoff opportunity, and I'm just going to stick by that.
The guys tried to pressure me a bit into crowning the Steelers the other day. Bob, do you think the Ravens can bounce back after their bye week? Let's say Lamar Jackson is healthy, because there's a real shot they start 1-5, but the guys don't think they can keep up with the Steelers if there's a 4-game gap.
I would agree with that, but I don't think there's going to be a 4-game gap. I think they're going to somehow win, even though Lamar Jackson may not be available. I think their bye week is in week 7 here, Donnie. So They still have a few more games to go, 2 more games. They're at home. I would expect them to somehow win those games. If Harbaugh is the coach that many down there think he is or can be or should be, then he should win these games even without Lamar Jackson.
Bob, in a summary version here, I'll flip over to the Pirates because we want to touch all bases with you. Why can the Guardians do what they do, i.e. make the playoffs and win 90 games more often than not, and the Pirates can't? If you boiled it down to like one singular thing or the main one or two issues.
The main thing has to be drafting and developing and doing it without the need to overspend. You know, I always say the Pirates can spend more. I know they can. They should. They should do it this year. They should do it every year. And that doesn't mean spending $300 million. It means spending what other teams like Cleveland, like Milwaukee spend, like Cincinnati, whatever the case may be, they can do that. But by and large, it's also your system. It's the way they handle things, the way they make decisions, who they make decisions on. They know when to sign a guy, when not to sign a guy. They know how much to sign him to. They've been consistently good for a long time, and they have not many big advantages over the big markets. But the one thing you can control if you're an organization is how you draft and develop, and that leads to a feeding system that always has a big supply of talent. And the Pirates have gone through too many years of not doing that well.
Bob Pompeiani, the legend. Thank you, Pomp. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Does Pony go to the bathroom? Does he get a bathroom break with you guys? Because
His name is Andrew Filippone, not Andrew Callis.
No, I said, Bob, that if I have to go in a bottle, I'm going to do that because I don't want to leave my post. So if I have to pee, if I have to urinate here, I'll do that.
Well, it's not like you're running the entire commercial bed, are you? Isn't it automatic?
Everything.
No, he's doing like the whole.
Oh, no, there's no such thing as autopilot here.
No, he's doing the whole thing, Bob. Like, he's doing the whole kit and caboodle right now. You know how fastidious Pony is about any task?
I want to see you get one of those diarrhea things that you always say Chris is on. I want to see you diarrhea.
You're rooting for me to get diarrhea in the middle of the show.
Not just diarrhea.
That's what I'm hearing.
He's rooting for you to get explosive diarrhea.
Bob is going
to
stop at his favorite Catholic church and say a little prayer that he hopes I get diarrhea in the next 2.5 hours.
I want to see what that race to the bathroom looks like when you're clutching and grabbing and trying not to let it.
I think running's tough for him now, Bob. He's so muscle bound with all this weight he's been putting on and all this lifting. I think he's going to look like one of those guys wearing Zubaz pants if he tries to get to the bathroom.
I did show Chris Hoke my stomach today.
He did. And Chris has a six pack now. He's developed very nicely. I was not going to show anything because I have a keg, not a six pack, and I am proud of that.
Thank you, Pop.
See you guys.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each and every Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. We have a special edition of Power Rankings coming up next. Horror movies, scary movies. It is spooky season. The calendar has moved into the 10th month. So that will be our PM Team Power Rankings in just a few moments. Fan Twitter, you can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan, is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's time for a Pony Head.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every single Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football, Chris Muller with you. Andrew Filippone is behind the glass. You hear that music every Thursday at 3:30, and that means one thing, PM Team Power Rankings. We are into the month of October, and the Steelers are on a bye week, so I thought we could have a little bit of fun with this one, fellas. We are going to do horror movies, top five for the month of October, and I guess it starts with me at number five. Normally, I am number three for this activity. This is the most recent movie that I have on this list.
Can I have to interrupt you for 1 second, literally. The YouTube comments, somebody just chimed in with, who's the new intern answering the phones? He will not put me on the air.
Did that come from JTB?
That's not true. I've answered every call that came
that
in here.
That one is, now it is suspect because it is a person whose name is something else, and then they say they're calling as Penny from Penn Hills.
Is it Joey Rance Taint?
No, it's not Jory Rand's taint. He and Fayette County Jesus are just sitting back and observing the carnage.
But number five, Insidious is my pick. I don't know if you guys have seen this one.
I was going to put it on my list, and hold on, right off the bat, I thought if I put that on my list, both of you would go, oh, look, here comes the snob putting something that no one's heard of on here.
Oh, no. No, I mean, the 2010s had a pretty good run. Like the late 2000s into the 2010s had a pretty good run of horror movies. You went with it. You have Insidious. You have all of the Conjuring movies that spawned from the Annabelle movies. The actual Annabelle doll who bought it? Like some comedian, I think. That guy better watch his back. Somebody
didn't
bought
that
it.
Just happen where somebody was traveling with a doll and they kept dying?
It was the Annabelle doll. The guy died. He like had the doll in his possession.
I can't remember who it was, but I know that story because I think that was like on a hodgepodge. That's just like with King. There was a big curse around big old King Tut's tomb. You were in that tomb back in like 1900. Your ass was grass, man. You were in trouble.
But this is like the newest movie I have on there, and it's already a 15-year-old movie. But Insidious, the OG one. I know they've made like three or four because they are very easily tentpole films, the horror movies, as you guys know. That's my number five. Malzy?
All right, number four for me is a movie that I think is its subsequent sequels were an example of way too much of a good thing and saying, oh, this made a ton of money out of nowhere. Like, people love this and thought it was kind of revolutionary. Let's do it and let's beat it to death for every dime it's worth as a franchise and thus cheapen the original. Maybe it's the time and place, because I saw it when I was working in State College very briefly in between winning my contest at ESPN and then eventually coming here to do 2 to 6 a.m. The original Paranormal Activity was scary as hell in the theater, man. Like, I saw that in a very crowded college town theater. People were jumping, dude. Like, people were legitimately, because they did great marketing. And so they weren't trying to pass it off like this was a real story, like the Blair Witch Project. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
The whole like found footage thing.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. they were inching towards that concept a little bit and suggesting. And like so much of the movie was something that so few filmmakers have any patience for, which was an unbelievably slow burn in that first one. And then when they hit the ending where she just looks at the camera and gives you the teeth and the crazy satanic look, that movie was scary, man. I will not apologize for that one either.
I don't have it on my list, but I love that movie.
Like, what are we talking about? The Ring?
No,
Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Did you, is the ring number
three
for you?
Did you see Paranormal Activity?
I don't know. I might have. I got to look it up. Amanda makes me watch these movies, but then I check out and I just look at things on my phone because I hate scary movies.
She doesn't make you watch any of these because she won't watch a movie that's been made before 2023.
Oh, yeah. So this is before that? This is old? Like how old? 2005?
Like 08, 08 or 09.
I think 08, yeah.
Yeah, then I don't think we've watched it together.
Man, those are some of the newer ones. Did you have Insidious or this on your list?
No, I did not.
I assume no.
Number three, I'm going for HGQ. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Three words, Jennifer Love Hewitt. How do you argue that?
You don't.
Exactly.
You don't. The guy was doing it with a fish hook, though, murdering them.
Man, she was in her prime. That's like, seriously.
I'm going to defend her. She's getting crap from people who are like, she doesn't look like she used to. Yeah, no bleep, Sherlock. She's like 30 years older than she was. She still looks good, man.
I also have a gained respect for people that don't go the plastic route either.
Right.
Like, that's like 2015 like Antonio Brown right there.
Oh, she's
Jennifer Love Hewitt in that movie.
She's honestly, Pony, she's on the Pantheon. Who cares who's dying in that movie? She's living in it.
What was that, 1997?
You ever see her Maxim magazine from that era?
Yes.
Donnie?
I have not.
Yes.
Nellie knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, I can't be looking that up here at work, but you know, maybe some point in the future.
Why? You think that people that work here haven't done stuff like that? I can think of some people that sat in this exact booth who did much worse.
Oh, yes, I can too. Maxim, FHM, and Stuff Magazine. I don't know what you... I guess in Britain they call them lad mags, where they're not showing nudity, but it's like, hey, do you want to see a woman who's really hot wearing a bikini? And then we're going to have articles talking about how you can last longer in the sack. That was... I would say 2000 to 2003 was the true golden age of those three magazines, man, because they just had a war going. It was a triple threat match.
Did you have that on your list, Mals? I know what you did.
I did
last
not.
Summer.
Also, in the YouTube comments, our buddy Johnny Stoner, Johnny Lacey Chabert, way better than Love Hewitt. Johnny,
no,
not even close, brother. And Pony is not even wrong to go with horny guy quotient for a horror movie because.
Oh, so some much of the horror movies are about that stuff.
Half these horror movies, the plot is you see these teenagers having sex before they should. They're about to get killed.
Oh, Myers ran up his scoreboard.
That guy took a vow of chastity, and then he took a vow of murder.
They originally wanted to call that whole series like the Babysitter Killer or something like that before they came up with Halloween. Number
two is you.
Number two for me. I went with an old classic here. The Exorcist is number two. Probably poor parenting on John Football's part, but I watched this movie with him for the first time when I was like 7 years old.
That's awesome. That's
utterly,
so good.
Utterly terrified.
Such a good job by him.
Linda Blair, who later on at some point in the mid-80s, my dad has like a signed picture with Linda Blair somewhere. He probably has it, you know, handy at home, so he could probably send it to
my dad. Met her.
He's listening.
Because he was in the new Exorcist, and she was back in it.
Yeah, she was back
in it. Oh, so he worked with her.
Yeah.
And that set was also haunted.
Oh, they had issues on the set,
too. That was a haunted set.
They had an issue on the set where they had to keep the room that they shot all the bedroom scenes in, obviously, like all the exorcism scenes, very cold. But then there was parts of the set that weren't supposed to be that suffered from weird cold spots. Now, your dad had a picture with Linda Blair. Pony's dad met her, too. Me and Pony met Brandy Love. Not quite the same.
Do you guys remember?
My dad probably wishes he could meet her.
She was very cool.
Speaking of producing moments, do you remember when Callis went on that ghost hunter trip?
Yes, dude.
And the ghost entered his body?
And apparently a bathroom break is what ended it. Imagine if they made a movie about
didn't
that.
Didn't he eat a sub or something
he
like that?
He said he took the burrito in the building and the ghost got in the burrito and he ate the burrito and crapped the ghost out.
They really should.
This is all on our website, 93.7thefan.com.
They really should make a Paranormal Activity movie with Callis, where like, how does this guy get rid of his ghost?
Yeah,
he took a dump.
They couldn't make it. they couldn't make that scary though, because he'd walk in the house. The Steadicam would be on. Hello, is anybody there? Okay, so I'm gonna do a number one, but it's gonna really be about my number two, because number one for me actually was The Exorcist. And what first time I ever watched it, I was college aged and I was by myself in a dark room. Not exactly a great situation there, maybe.
Yeah.
I like love the movie though. Like, and I think I've said this to you guys and you got on my case for it once. It's such a well-made movie. Like it was challenging for Best Picture, I think. And it's so well reviewed, I almost wasn't as scared by it as I should have been, but it was still scary as hell. So that was my number one, which means I will go with my number two for a longer explanation. Our guy. Big Michael Myers.
You have
the
to.
The original Halloween.
He's got
to
be on every list.
And here's why the original is so good. And I think some of the sequels have actually been more well done than some of the other cheap mm-hmm. sequels. Just like the movie Jaws, they do a great job. Is it John Carpenter who directed
yes.
the first one? He does a phenomenal job barely showing you the guy for like the first 45 minutes of the movie. You know you're watching a scary movie, but there's this rising tension. And then doesn't he show him? I haven't seen it in a while all the way through. He'll like show him in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll just like appear out of the shadows.
Yeah, and he's just popping in. He's not doing anything. And then,
how about when he was driving that car, the speed limit, and used the blinker?
Oh, I mean, he's a phenomenal driver. I mean, he comes out of the loony bin, and the guy just knows how to drive a car.
He's been in there since he was six. And yeah, that's my favorite blooper of the whole movie.
He's checking his right
of ways. He's looking both ways. Yeah, I mean, Halloween's number one for me. Just to go through my whole list, Halloween is one. The Exorcist is two. I put The Shining at number three. Crazy
I've never
Jack
seen
Nicholson.
That.
Oh, really?
No.
I know Amanda wouldn't
if
watch it.
If you don't
it.
Like scary movies, you wouldn't like it.
It's long, isn't it?
It is. And
probably
it's
about two and a half.
There's some weird stuff in it, too, like that's just like, not off-putting, but it's just odd.
Yeah, I mean, it is Stephen King.
But again, it's very well made.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
I put The Silence of the Lambs at number four.
Okay, I was going to, that to me is not a scary movie.
I would agree with Pony here.
So that's where I come down on Jaws.
Jaws
where,
like, is listed as Rotten Tomatoes' number one scary movie. It's not a horror movie.
See, that's...
I think Jaws is more of a horror movie than Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs to me is, there's a very specific genre. It's suspense thriller.
That's Jaws. No one says, oh, we have a great Halloween marathon movie going on AMC. Let's put on all the Jaws movies.
Right.
That's they're like summer thrillers. Exactly.
I know, but the way Jaws is shot and made is way more like a horror movie. At least until you see the shark a bunch of times, and then it's like, can these guys on this crappy little boat kill the shark? My number five was Friday the 13th. I mean, Big Voorhees,
yeah.
You want to talk about racking up a kill count.
JV.
Until they turned him into a clown where he's fighting Freddy Krueger, and they're basically just having like a brawl
None
for
None of
all.
You guys put that in your top five. Nightmare on Elm Street,
no.
huh?
I'm not a Freddy guy.
Johnny Depp, that's how he got his big yep. break.
He Friday, sucked through the bed.
Yeah, Friday, blew up blood everywhere.
Friday the 13th, 5, Paranormal Activity 4. I had The Conjuring 3, Halloween 2. And Exorcist 1. James Wan has done a bunch of these movies. The Conjuring
Man, shame
stuff,
on you guys.
All that mm-hmm. stuff. All those.
Yeah.
He's real good.
Oh, he was on a Michael Jordan-like run.
Terrible job by both of you.
Isn't there also a thing called Blumhouse Productions that's basically like brought horror movies back into the mainstream? Like they got Midsommar. Not maybe Blumhouse, but like there are a bunch of really disturbing movies. The Hereditary with Toni Collette.
I still need that to
movie's,
see that.
That movie's really
you
messed up.
You told me about a couple of newer ones. Well, Pony, what was your
How do none of you guys have the George Romero movies on your list? How is there
yeah,
no Night of
moving,
the Living
see,
Dead?
They're moving
We're in
so
Pittsburgh.
Slow.
That's a horrible job. He invented a genre.
Yeah, they're moving
There are
so
zombie
slow.
Movies everywhere. Amanda's watching some weird zombie movie last night with some English guy.
28 Days Later?
Yes.
That is Cillian Murphy.
All of those movies exist because he started the whole thing.
Literally, Romero's zombies walked so Cillian Murphy could run.
You guys disagree with me on that? We're in Pittsburgh for crying out loud. How do we not put that in a top five?
Honorable mention.
I love those movies.
He also
I love Dawn of the Dead.
They're in the mall.
Yes. Yeah. My mom worked at the JCPenney in the Monroeville Mall when they were making that 1978.
How does it not make your list
old.
Then?
See, I
Romero
like, don't
had balls
see it.
Too, because he had a social commentary with every one of
right.
those movies.
I don't see it as scary. So I mean, maybe how like you made the argument of like Silence of the Lambs. Like I was never like afraid.
Oh, so that's how you made your list. What movie scared you the most?
Silence of the Lambs
and, like,
is a thriller. It's not scary.
Right. I just think it's like such a good movie for me. I wanted to put it on there.
Man, and there are a lot of good ones now that I'm thinking. How about nobody did original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
How about just straight up Dracula? Close. He was a bad guy.
What the, from like 1930?
Yeah.
Do you guys know that back in,
I can't go with that.
The back in the day, like in the 1920s, here's another.
How
like,
about when people said Mulsey looked like, what's that guy's
Nosferatu.
Name again? Oh, we watched that. The
that
new
one's
one. You
want
to
up.
Talk about a movie that drags on? Oh my God.
The original Dracula.
No, the one that just came out.
No, I know.
Brutal.
The original in like 1920, there's an interesting story where, you know, the regular cast shot it, and then a Spanish language version was shot at night. And almost universally, people who have seen both say that the Spanish one, with all Spanish actors in all Spanish, is like 10 times better than the very famous
That's like
Dracula.
Malzy with, what's the Hotel California? Oh, the Spanish version is so much better.
The Gypsy Kings.
Screw the Eagles.
Yeah, the Gypsy Kings version is better. Anyway.
Wait, Pony, what was the rest of your top five real quick?
Nightmare on Elm Street. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Dracula. Halloween. And Us.
Those movies are good, too. The Jordan Peele.
Now, do you guys consider Get Out to be a horror movie? Because to me, again, that's suspense.
Because I don't remember it.
That's the one where he goes with his girlfriend to meet the parents, and it doesn't go so well because they're doing some interesting surgeries in the basement.
How about the one with Josh Allen's wife that just came out with vampires? And she's with Michael B. Jordan.
See that one? Sinners.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but that's horror.
All right, there we go. That was PM Team Power Rankings.
That was robust, dog. That was a good category.
I thought that would be a fun one for us. Steelers going into a bye week.
Pony had big takes for a guy who says he hates scary movies, man. You want to talk about just coming out from the rafters?
He did. Coming up, we will get into a fun little Steelers topic here as well. We are not technically, but technically at the quarter season point of the season. The Steelers are 3-1 going into their bye week. We will go through some Steelers quarter season awards coming up next. Steve Palazzolo after that. It is the DM team on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.